Welcome to Sheep Farm Raw live stream. Sorry to put you through that 30-minute Don't Believe in the Matrix video, number 17.
If I'd have heard that Dolly Parton song before, I'd have definitely got tapped.
Yeah, I would as well, yeah. With me tonight, as you can see, is our Chris, Mr. Nostrils himself.
Good evening.
Which piss are you dining out on tonight?
I've got a bottle of Rioja right here.
Right. What happened to that beef eater? You've gone through that like...
I've gone months ago.
Months? It was only a few weeks ago.
I had 12 bottles.
Only had 12. You didn't, you bought two cases of it.
Yeah, over like 2 months.
Have you got your vest on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my witch piss one, because it's in the wash.
Your bitch tits one.
We've just, I've just put a load of new, I've just put a load of new t-shirts in this merch shop if anyone wants to have a look. Right. In sheepfarm.co.uk. That's what I've been doing all day today.
Yeah, all those Don't Believe the Matrix videos are on Rumble and Odyssey as well. I think I might be taking them off YouTube because there might be, I don't know, I can see them causing problems for us at some point.
Right.
And on YouTube. And as much as I hate them, anyway, we probably still need to use them for what we do. So
the good thing,
I've got a bit of a presentation together, and we're going to be joined in about 10 minutes or so by Mr. Bajowski. He's going to come on and have a chinwag with us. There's a few things happening, actually, a few events. People have been asking me about... Well, I think we're going to be going up to Middlesbrough, but there is an event going on in September 23rd or 24th to the 24th, with all these speakers on in Middlesbrough. I think there's an email address there on that flyer. Mark Devlin's there, Dave Murphy, and a few other people who you know, John Hamer. And we're going to go up to the one in November, I believe, November 25th to 26th. Don't know much about it, don't know where it is, apart from it's in Middlesbrough. It's like getting blood out of a stone, trying to get it out of Nathan where it's going to be. But anyway, he might respond after I've said that. Also, we're going to be doing one in December, on December 9th in Huddersfield, with Jonathan Halstead's. I'll get you some more information on that when I get it myself, when he gets the flyer up and ready. Mark Devlin's on his fourth YouTube channel. Also, Daz from... The Light asked me to tell you about his upcoming tour and his new album with the Daz Band. If you're interested, you go to dazband.com. Godvlamast is another one. I know we're going through these, but I just want to make people aware that people have been turned off, so where they can go find them. His Creator Earth channel is on Rumble now. He's got all his videos uploaded there. I've been going back through them again because I missed a couple when he got turned off. Yeah. Remember, if you can, subscribe to the website. Not, you don't have to be a member. It won't cost you anything. Just because if we ever get switched off, you will get all the update email notifications, etc. that's going on. I think Mark's floating about somewhere. He's not there, sat at his desk at the moment. Oh, he is, actually. I can see him. I'll bring him in now, actually. Hey, up, Mark. How are we doing?
Steady away.
You all right, mate?
Hello, Mr. Bajeski.
How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
You come to Spain and you don't call me.
I know. I thought you were in blooming Bali.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, I went on... My missus's dad gets a villa over here and we don't leave the villa. It's like Big Brother. We're just trapped in there. So I can't actually go anywhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
Were we near you?
I would have crashed you.
Yeah.
We're near Malaga. Is that where you are?
Yeah, I'm like... 20 minutes away from you, 20 minutes from where you were. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Sorry, mate. I would.
Anyway, let's move on.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. I don't think
anybody... We're getting the same one next year anyway, Mark.
Like your holiday, Chris. Mark introduced us to Ollie Damagard, who we did a fantastic... me and Chris had a great chat with him last week. We did 2 hours with Ollie, over 2 hours, and it could have gone on and on and on, really, couldn't it, Chris?
Yeah, great, kind of.
That will be released tomorrow, and I'll release this recording as a podcast as well. It reminds me of a couple of books, actually, that I'd read. these two books here, Me and Lee, and by Judy Very Baker. I don't know if anybody's read that. It's a really thick book by a lady who was Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend in 1962, 63, well, I think it was 63. And that was the basis of the, was included in the story of Dr. Mary's Monkey as well.
I hadn't read that one, in fact. I've read Dr. Mary's Monkey. I've got it right here, actually.
Yeah.
I hadn't read the, have you read Me and Lee? Is it good? I've heard her being interviewed a few times.
Me and Lee, yeah.
Yeah, because that's who Ollie was talking about, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Also, worth a mention is Where Did the Towers Go, seeing as we're around the 9/11 mark. Can you believe it? It's 20-odd years, what is it, 22 years since 9/11. And then the drag the new arm spear, two dart finish, double tap, back out on 9/11 as well.
Yeah.
We'll have a talk about that in a little bit. Mark, did you manage to sit through watching that 30-minute video?
Take a wild guess.
No. But that first song on there, we're interested in it, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. And at the end of them, it shows them coming out of it was obviously sung by a transvestite originally, it was a Heineken video. And it said, "The night belongs to the three dart finished, time to join them." That was back in 2021. That was at the height of the push.
Very dark video.
Very dark video, yeah. Dark and sinister video.
I noticed the club that they go into, Dom, says El Caballo de la Noche. I mean, that's
LGBTQ Caballo.
And it means dark night. It means the dark night, as in the Batman Dark Knight. What a weird thing to put in a nightclub.
A knight.
Yeah.
Well, again,
I don't know what relevant.
The night belongs to the double speared, and it's called the Dark Knight.
The only relevance I could think of was it came out in 2008, which and then Divot came out 11 years after.
Right.
Don't know if that rings up. Who knows?
Well, I mean, Sylvester, who sung it, You Make Me Feel, was called the Queen of Disco. So obviously, they continue to push the LGBTQ thing, because it wasn't just the Queen of Disco. She was androgynous, as in she had both masculine and feminine like characteristics.
Right.
So, I mean, anybody of that age listening to that, which all the people who were in the video were, and like we, I'm probably just a bit before my time, the 70s, but anybody of that age would have that emotional connection to it, wouldn't they?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that video, to me, it doesn't look like what it's selling. It doesn't look upbeat and nice. It looks dark and sinister.
Horrible.
I don't know if you saw it, Mark. And then at the end, all the old folk jump off that pier, which I thought was kind of weird.
Well, do you know, if you think about the history of Sylvester, she was in the Croquettes, which were a dance, a psychedelic hippie theatre group, founded by a guy called George Edgley Harris, a.k.a. Hibiscus. Hibiscus is that guy who's putting that flower, that famous picture, in that rifle. He just happened to be leader of the dance troupe that Sylvester were in.
Right.
Going back, so a lot of these things have real history. It was called Flower Power, that picture.
I mean, that's like an early version of a meme, I suppose, isn't it? It was used like that.
Where are you, AC? And all the meme artists. That photograph was taken during a Vietnam War protest in Washington. So he was leading, and there were two people. There were Sylvester and Divine in that. You know, the other one. She was nicknamed the Queen of B-movie filth.
Yeah.
What a nickname to have.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And the Croquettes were influenced by Ken Kesey and his Merry Pranksters.
Yeah.
It all links back to this mind control type LSD, MK Ultra type program, doesn't it?
It's never gone away.
Never gone away.
It's always been here. It's just now it's in our face.
Yeah. It's so bloody obvious now. Ken Kesey, obviously, as people know, he volunteered or was lied to, and he ended up being put into the MK Ultra project. So he was actually brainwashed.
Wow.
And he, so that's Ken Kesey, bottom part, yeah, the bottom picture.
You know what, Dom? We're saying wow, but who hasn't been brainwashed?
Yeah. We all have, mate.
All of us.
So, yeah. In some way, shape, or form, mate. I mean, just looking at Heineken, for argument's sake, Heineken is a 3.3 billion dollar business with assets of 50 billion, pushing the Spears, right? They are a funder, they're one of the corporate partners of the World Economic Forum. Yeah, so the people that own Heineken, they're Dutch billionaires worth about $17 billion. You know, these companies are being utilised. That's part of the brainwashing, isn't it? Because people associate Heineken with fun and having a laugh, etc., hence the video. But in reality, there's a real dark, murky world underneath there, isn't there?
Yeah.
But they literally buy out any small brewery as well, I believe, Dom.
Yeah, just like
Big Pharma. It's not just Heineken, they own everything.
Big Pharma's buying everything now. All health companies. That, I mean, I was just going through it last week. I got some supplements here, and I just did a quick search. They're all owned by Big Pharma.
Yeah, yeah, all of them.
Disguised as like independent, small versions. It's like, do you know what? This sounds really silly, right, just to bring it up, but I bought one of those Bulldog razors years ago, and then you find out, and it looks like an independent. And if you read the story of it, it's an independent guy decided razors were too this and garage. That. And so he set up his own razor company in his garage, and Wilkinson Sword owned it.
Yeah,
he got bought out by Wilkinson Sword.
What is organic nowadays?
Yeah, exactly. Organic's been hijacked.
Organic ain't organic, is it?
It's bullshit now. No. Organic to them who are trying to push what they're pushing is basically. It's not organic, so they've just stolen the word, Dom.
Yeah, yeah. As FPV Angel said, it's all part of the construct, and it is. It's all part of the construct. I mean, that lady there's part of the Heineken family, and that guy there's a husband, and he was an actor, and he was a hedge fund investor for all the major banks. I can't remember which banks he was an investor for, but he's them two. The largest single shareholders of Heineken. I think they have a controlling interest of 25%. And as you can see, Heineken's a World Economic Forum partner, and you've got to be worth $5 billion plus to qualify to get into that that little cartel there. But behind Heineken, then you've got all the shareholders. So look at the shareholders. Is it any wonder they're making an advert to push the double tap, three dart finish. Yeah. When they've got all them shareholders there.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates on his own, Lincell Trust are a massive hedge fund. Vanguard Group. But behind that, like, a lot of these companies on their own fund the World Economic Forum as well. So, and like the Gates Foundation set up Gavi, which is Bill Gates's arm spear. Wet dream. And the second video was this guy. I don't know if you remember him saying we live in a pandemic age. I don't know if you remember him saying that.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, well, he's Sir Jeremy Farrar, and he said it's clear we're living in a pandemic age. And he was the director of the Wellcome Trust, CEO of the Wellcome Trust. The second largest NGO in the world, $26 billion endowment that never seems to decrease. It only ever seems to get bigger. But they give the money away, Mark.
Amazing.
It is amazing. I don't know how they do it.
No, me neither, mate. I'm clueless to it.
Yeah, every business I've been in, if you give money away, you haven't got a business anymore.
Yeah, to a degree, you're absolutely right. But most corporates normally give away 5% as a I'm a good company and we do this for charity, but mostly they do it because it's part of the corporate plan, basically.
Yeah. Well, this guy here is, when you think about the people that the stitching within this fabric, if you like, he's one of these people because he worked for Sage. He was one of the head on shows for Sage. So he's running Welcome Trust that handing out all the other arm spears to children in Africa and Philippines and et cetera, et cetera. And he's on part of Sage. And he's now got a plum job with the World Health Organization in 2023 starts that. And he wrote, Farah, Witte and Ferguson co-authored an article in Nature titled Infectious Disease, 2014 support of the government of Sierra Leone, which Witte took a leading role in designing, including the proposal to build support centres, which looked like, remember them internment camps, Chris? Yeah. Basically locking people down in tents and stuff like that, where people could self-isolate voluntarily in Africa. Or you're shot. You're volunteering, but if you don't do it, we're going to shoot you.
Yeah.
No.
Someone just pointed out in the chat fire that the Heineken sign upside down, it's the Baphomet. Well, it is the Red Star, isn't it? It's the communist Red Star, I suppose.
Exactly.
Same as,
It's all there, isn't it? Whether
inside.
All there. Anyway, he's been part of the World Economic Forum. He was also part of the Munich Security Conference held in Bavaria, of all places. In 2021, they did a biological exercise predicting monkeypox starting in May 2022. And guess what, Chris? It started in May 22.
They're better psychics than me.
Maybe they've got crystal balls. Did anybody see that video of Mr. Penn?
What's gone wrong there?
I don't know.
His face is melting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was my missus that pointed out that he looks just like Bono. Yeah. And they both went to see Zelensky as well.
Yeah, and Zelensky has a similar sort of look to him, doesn't he?
It's almost like when you sell your soul, you go through this transition and everybody kind of looks the same, I notice.
Like a Sith Lord. They just start rotting from inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a good way of... it's a good analogy, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
I mean, looking into his eyes there, Mark, he just looks nothing. Gone, doesn't it?
Nothing. There's nothing there. It's dead.
Sad, really, isn't
it? It's called selling your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's a resemblance to these. I mean, I'm not just saying it's these people, but if you look at those, you'd say all of them, not saying they look exactly the same, but the faces, I know some of them, they're getting older. But, I mean, Bono, over the last few years, that's a recent picture of that. He has deteriorated massively, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You've got to remember as well, Dom, they'll have makeup on as well.
Yeah.
They're not just walking around like we do.
Yeah, Gozo. That's Gozo,
look
right?
Bono at bottom with his rainbow medal on.
The Carpathia.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Belayer, as you call him.
Yeah.
Look at him. Looks like fucking Nostrifatu.
It's actually quite scary when you look and see. There's some. I don't know. I mean, I normally are pretty good at picking up on photos and feeling somebody, but I tell you, it's almost like I can't feel anything. It's like there's nothing there. So it's very, that's a pattern, by the way. That's a pattern.
Somebody said Sean Penn looks like Zelda.
It's like Belayer has actually gone for a vampire look.
Yeah, that's when he had to grow his hair during the close
down.
Oh,
is that what he was doing? Yeah. Is that what he was? Right. Yeah. Right. Because he wasn't allowed any hairdressers around his house.
Yeah, nobody could go around his house and dress and do that. Also, pick these people out as well, these women. There is a similarity to these women. I always thought that.
I have said that to my missus, yeah. Maggie Thatcher literally looks like a Sith Lord.
You're not looking at the actual image. You're trying to feel something, and there isn't a feeling. There's an emptiness that gives you the same feeling. And that's how you translate it into words, Dom.
Yeah.
You translate into, they feel the same, meaning there's nothing to feel. It's feelingless. It's emptiness. It's not like you and I. You put somebody's photo up there who was just a normal person like you and I, gets on with life, and you can feel their emotions. You can see, they feel like this, they feel like that. These, nothing. It's weird.
Yeah, it is like you're looking into emptiness, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, Margaret Thatcher was always creepy, wasn't she? I mean, it's almost like they modelled that 1990s Dracula on her, you know, with that Gary Oldman played with Buffon.
Yeah.
Even clothes she wore looked sinister. I mean, where do you buy them clothes? Do they exist for anyone else? I mean, and cobalt boot, blue jacket. Where do you get that from?
Everything by design, Chris. Everything's by design. It's a game. It's a stage show.
Oops, 100%. Yeah. I mean, did you see that when, who is it, Adebebe? What's his name? Prince William's Mrs. Adebebe, Mark.
Yeah.
And they wheeled her out and she had, do you remember, she had the Rosemary's Baby dress on?
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, that cannot possibly be a mistake.
Well, it might be to them too.
Yeah.
Somebody behind who's doing the costumes.
Exactly.
Who knows? But somebody knew that was Rosemary's Baby's dress. For whatever reason, maybe it was a joke. I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. Or have they given birth to Antichrist?
Nothing surprises me anymore. Whether it's a joke, whether it's staged, whether it's deliberate, whether they're telling people, you know, it's all by design. That's what we should know.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something like the They Live effects? Is that what we see? Are we seeing them slipping? Is that what we're seeing? I don't know. Because They Live seems to be closer to anything, the truth, if you like, whatever the truth is, than most things from a film perspective, where we're actually viewing something that nobody else can see. Hence why I think they're going down the Botox route, a lot of these people, because they've got to change their appearance because it's becoming that bleeding obvious.
Yeah, not just that though, Dom. They're going for, you know, Sandra Bullock and all that, you know.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock, yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Drop a bollock.
And talking of people, I mean, look at that.
I can understand why a lot of people say that they must be clones.
Yeah.
I can understand
that. That's weird.
Certain times, I think that there's a lot of bullshit, but I actually think there is some truth in it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely going for clone. They are looking at. Do we think really? Because they have. We've just shown a video there of an artificial womb, and that was 3 or 4 years ago, and they've already said they've got one now. You know, they're already doing clone. They're already making clones. That's what the whole IVF thing were about, because they've got more likelihood of twins being born. They know this. They know this.
If you look at those two pictures there, and except for the fact that he's got that hair that no one else has got on the planet, his face doesn't even look like the same guy. I mean, it could be a reconstruction, it could be surgery, whatever, but none of it matches his eyebrows, his ears, his mouth.
Yeah, I watched the programme.
None of it coincides.
I watched a plastic surgeon explaining what work he'd had done with this, because I didn't just like putting a picture up thinking, because it might not be him, it might be somebody else, but we're explaining what the work. Now, it could still be a mirage, because this plastic surgeon could be thinking he's seen something that he isn't as well. I'll play this video of him. This is sort of, but it could be AI. We don't know that, do we?
I always say on this show, 2 or 3 minutes can change your life. And it has. And maybe this time it's going to be you. So please audition now for next year's season. And I'm looking forward.
But these focus, I mean, he could have had so much plastic surgery because he's just scared to death of getting old. Yeah. Who knows?
Don't you think he sounds similar sort of tone to David Beckham? Not like an high pitch, but way he talks, his delivery. A lot of these people must be either trained by the same people or from the same, you know, to talk on to camera. You know, like us three are talking. We're not trained. You can tell we're not trained. Apart from Chris, he's trained.
I was going to say. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah. But, I mean, that is a totally different. Why would you think that is an upgrade? Why would you think that was an upgrade?
I think when people go that far, it's a version of body dysmorphia. Just because they've got loads of, you know, ability to buy and do what they want. I don't know. It's just you can guess you just think of fear, don't they? Yeah. Terrified of everything. So get my face ripped off and put back on again.
It's actually quite sad, really, because nobody these days wants to grow young or old gracefully, you know. Sad. It's really sad.
What did you make of our friend Dolly Parton, Chris? It was quite a haunting memory, that of 2020/2021.
I remember that one, yeah.
Very haunting memory. Horrible. You look back at that now and it could be, you know, it sends a shiver up your spine seeing her there. She was at, do you know that was, Chris, when she was dressed in the royal purple? She was at the Vanderbilt University.
Right.
That's where that was, yeah? So she was at Mr. CIA Vanderbilt's named university, having that spear where they were funding going around jabbing people, so the Vanderbilts were doing that. But you remember people like Andrew Lloyd Webber as well, and
you know, Dr. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Dr. Andrew Lloyd Webber, yeah.
that made me laugh all day. That didn't remember that nonsense.
Yeah,
no. Someone asked. Do these people know, or did, because Dr. Andrew Lloyd Webber's son passed away, didn't he? Whether it was connected or not, who knows? But he was pushing it. Does he know? I don't know.
Does he care? We don't know what sort of secret clue or what arm up his back he's got to push this thing. We don't know what they've got on him, do we? I'm sure a lot of these people are up to the nuts, if you like, in something that they can't get out of. They've signed a contract somewhere.
100%.
And if they decide to, you know...
What was the Eagles thing? You can come in, but you can't leave, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The Eagles song, Hotel California.
That's right. And there's quite a... I mean, was it... What was that guy? I can't remember his name. But there's quite a few videos on singers, right, who try to get out and something may happen to either their family or children. And it's kind of quite brutal, right?
Well, I mean, there's two, Michael Jackson and Prince spring to mind, who got out of the contracts, and George Michael, and stuck two fingers up thinking they'd escaped.
Yeah, people tend to think that when you say Sony, oh, well, it's a corporate company. No, it's nothing to do with Sony. It's a club, and it's very dark and Luciferian, and that's why... I think, what did Michael Jackson call him in one of his little speeches when he stood
there? He was ranting, and he said he's actually, I forget who the guy was, it was the head of Sony, and he said he's actually the devil, isn't it?
Exactly. And like, just Dom just said,
those three guys, if you think of all the popular 80s, the most popular 80s, you've got, they all including, what's her name? Female singer. They were all, except for Madonna, they're all dead, aren't they?
Whitney Houston.
Biggest 80s, Whitney Houston. The biggest 80s stars, Whitney Houston, George Michael, Michael Jackson and Prince are all dead, except for Madonna. And what does she do? She wanders around dressed like God knows what.
Well, if Madonna calls, I'm not home.
I thought she was your kind of girl.
Do you not think she's funny, right? And this is from Free Guys talking, right? Have you ever heard any of you or any of your mates go, I've always fancied Madonna. in the old days when she was younger.
Maybe holiday, but not so much. No, not so much.
But even as a kid, I remember kind of wanting to maybe because she was fit, but no, I didn't, and I don't know anybody who did. I don't remember anyone going, "Oh yeah, Madonna." Ooh, I've always
again,
Madonna.
What will Mark say in a minute?
More
ago.
People said that about Sam Fox in '80s and Madonna.
Yeah. But what were we
weird,
say?
Isn't it?
What Mark?
She
said.
Was giving off some energy, but her energy weren't. Actual,
yeah.
It's a great point. You know,
it is a good point.
Yeah.
But what Mark
there's
said
a few people
about
like
pictures.
That, Mark. I've noticed these that you told are super attractive, but I never hear a bloke say, oh, "She's nice," you know.
Yeah, I never thought about
Madonna
it.
Madonna was designed for women to be attracted to and like because they thought of her as this powerful woman. But I don't know anyone who ever fancied her. She's really odd. Yeah.
Well, again, Chris, you've got the pictures, like what Mark said, when you're looking at those pictures, like that picture we're looking at there, these pictures here, you're looking at these pictures and there's no life there.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
And that's that. When you look at Madonna, when you look at Prince and Michael Jackson, even though Michael Jackson had his face altered and what have you, and Whitney Houston, there was some life there.
No, this is a different category. This is a different category, what you're showing us. This is a different kind of, hugely different kind of energy. This is, if you're going to create something, you know, this is, you know, to have no empathy whatsoever and treat humanity like flies or ants. Yeah. This is what you're looking at. I often use that expression. How many of you guys, if you see a fly next to you, you just kill it, or an ant, you just kill it? It's not. Yeah. There's not even a thought that goes through it other than, no, God, it's dead. But this is how they
look at us.
Exactly. And people don't get that. Well, these guys who are on here will get it. Everybody who's watching, listening, they'll all get it. But most people just can't understand that.
No. They can't get their head around.
To be fair, Matt, what we're dealing with. Kill a fly, except for maybe a mosquito. I hate mosquitoes.
I wasn't saying it because of that. I was saying it as an example for you to all think about. Yeah. That, have you ever killed a fly? Have you give it a thought? No, you haven't. Exactly. Well, that's exactly how these automatons, these soulless beings that may eat and drink and talk, but that's it. There's nothing else.
Well, they make decisions in a private members club that basically kills 100,000 people.
Right. I don't think they make any decision.
No, not these, but somewhere them automatrons are signing off or fronting the decision then, let's say, that basically, like we've just seen in 2020, signing it off, standing in front of a camera, Boris and all the other people, that they've got the lineage back, the bloodline back to that Royal Prometheus bloodline or whatever it is. And there's someone else as well that seems to be popping up quite a lot now. Hard work, isn't it? That.
It's not just hard work. I'm just getting so, I can't take much more of it, to be honest. It's getting so. Yeah, for everybody to know this, I used to work in Ibiza, and I used to work in Koo at times. Mm. Even me and Dom went to Koo. I have no issue whatsoever. This is different, guys.
I've been to Thailand. I've been down Bangla Road. I've been been down there, me and my missus having the right laugh and what have you. No issue whatsoever. But this is something else.
Well, Dom, we've mentioned before, our mum worked in a gay club in
the
80s.
Yeah, the Amsterdam bar in Huddersfield.
I remember the Amsterdam bar.
Yeah, there you go.
They're all the best clubs. But my missus said to her mate once, Christian was, because I was explaining that we used to have my mum's mates around who were all gay. And my missus described it. She said, Christian were brought up by gays.
I thought it were monkeys. Like wolves. They used to babysit for us.
I had so many. People used to call me a fag hag, and that's normally referred to as a woman who used to go around with gays because I had that many gay friends. But listen, this is a completely different. This is dark. This is sinister.
Why are they tying children into this? He's got Teletubby boots on.
Because the ultimate goal of all of this is to make paedophilia legal. That is one of their major goals. Yes. And they'll get it because it's happening as
well. It's happening, mate. Yeah. I saw a video of some LGBT meet, like open day or wherever it were, outside like a fair. And you know where you got the rings and they're throwing them on the spikes? They happen to be like a rainbow dildos that they were throwing. Kids were walking past and throwing hoops on these dildos.
Yeah.
We're talking 4-year-old kids, you know.
Normalizing satanic ritual abuse right in front of your eyes, Dom.
He reminds me of remember that character, the talented Mr. Ripley, that type of character that's, again, mediocre, but has got something. And that building there, and it was Jacko that reminded me of this, that building there was the temple on Epstein Island.
Yeah.
And if you look at his jumper, he's got a child eating a red apple with golden hair. It's very similar, isn't it?
But it's not just that. If you look very carefully, it actually looks like he's holding a penis in his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just satanic in nature.
But he wasn't like that Sam Smith. He wasn't like that when he first came out. He used to wear suits. He was a smart lad. He was a bit overweight, et cetera, et cetera. And he lost a load of weight.
He was up here. He was eating in one at restaurants up here and seemed really nice lad. Like I said, something happens to them. Something happens, Dom.
Yeah, yeah. The parasite gets them.
Yeah.
I had a funny thought, you know, Mark. I was saying to Dom the other day, and this is... It's a bit of a dark thought, but You know the whole Epstein thing? And then they were linking all these famous people to Epstein.
Black book.
Saying they were on the Epstein plane. Is it some, at some level, is it trying to normalize it? Because people admire these people, don't they? And all of a sudden they find out that they're involved with these sex trafficking or whatever. Is that in some, in, maybe on a very subconscious level, telling you it's all right?
Yeah, of course. Not us, 100%.
Is it telling people it's fine? It's fine because Bill Gates has been there. Prince Andrew's been there. This other famous guy's been there. They've all been there. So, and now this guy's, I mean, somehow tapping into your subconscious that it looks like that building that we were shown when that whole Epstein nonsense was going on.
Yeah.
Because that Epstein thing can't just be what it was. It's got to be a lot more.
There's got to be a lot more.
Just
to
the way it was delivered. Yeah, it's and, an
I'm not saying that
times 10.
I'm taking 16-year-old girls there was right, because it certainly wasn't. But there's got to be something worse there. The limited hangout of those, like they did with Jimmy Savile, to cover up the real things, but
we'll never know.
The Teletubbies, is that symbolising? I mean, I think it was Lorraine that said that. I didn't put these two together, by the way. Somebody else did that. I'm not taking credit for that, but is that symbolising? Because Teletubbies lived underground, didn't they? Underground tunnels.
Yeah, they did.
Yes,
and that's exactly. That's what I said to somebody today. It's all by design. And if you just, like you've just said there, underground tunnels, children, it's just there in your face. It really is.
Didn't that have some kind of tunnel in it, that place as well?
Yeah,
I think there's tunnels in it as well.
There's a guy who was on the island who ran around it. Do you remember? I can't remember what it was called now, but he ran around the island and filmed it.
Does that remind you of the Israeli flag, or is that me? Am I making that up? I can't remember what it looks like.
Well, there's a cube there, and the cube is, they all kind of bow to it, don't they? So the cube.
There's the red maze, what is it, sign as well, isn't there? Can you see at the side of it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a red maze pedo, maze thing, isn't there? Can you see it there, Chris?
Yeah, like the Walls ice cream sign. Symbol. And also, the dome, which is, I mean, I won't pretend I understand it too well, but isn't that signifying fertility, like you see in all the architecture?
I'm not sure about
that. How would you have that on a little
island? My understanding of domes is it creates a certain frequency that heightens whatever it is in the actual, like a church. Like when people have gone from a church, a lot of churches then do the sacrifices within the church. So the main crowd comes and prays and eats the body of Christ and drinks his blood. Then they leave, and then the real darkness. They come in and then they do their real ritual. And a dome has, as soon as you start chanting, a dome has a frequency that will heighten the frequency of either love or hate, or good or evil. So a lot of people think churches are filled with love, but they'd be surprised what happens in churches. I've been to hundreds of them, and I can tell you guys that churches have a lot of demonic energy, and in the disguise of God.
I would I'm not saying all the religious, not all, but a lot of them have been captured, haven't they, I believe, Matt?
For sure.
I mean, the red apple as well is Adam and Eve, isn't it? The red apple is Adam and Eve, the forbidden fruit, if you like, which is would be a man with a child, wouldn't it? That would be, in a way, and also it's a red apple, which maybe could be the blood
poison.
Sacrifice, the poison. Adrenaline. I'm not going to say it, but. poison, same thing, Mark, yeah.
I mean, regardless of everything, he stood there in that outfit, and it means a lot of things, doesn't it?
Look, he's already been taken over. He's just doing a job, right? Mm. He's probably got more attachments to him now that are feeding from him than most people. He's gone. He's finished.
He won't be having a good life now.
Absolutely not. What he's being controlled, whether that is MKUltra or whatever it may be, he has attachments, and he's finished. So what he does now doesn't shock me, but it's like I can't take any more of this. It's like, because I'm upset with the world.
Yeah. I know what you mean, Mark.
Guys,
I know what you mean.
On.
I know. As Mark Devlin says, they're lifetime actors, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure.
At the very best. And then you see stuff like this. Yesterday, they locked some schools down in Manchester and wouldn't let the parents take the kids out. Yeah, the parents turned up at the gate, right? Cheshire and Manchester. And they were there before the police. They didn't get warned of this. Gates were locked. They couldn't get in. Kids were locked in classrooms. They wouldn't let the parents because of a threatening email, apparently. Again, all these things are... We're told things, but there's never any proof, is it? There's no hardcore proof. And then it's happened again today in Leeds. So it says a credible... So the headline there is, schools across Leeds are put on lockdown after a credible threat email of violence against children's staff. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what it's all about. It's all about the separation between parents and children.
Yeah.
Mm. Ramping up the fear, scaring the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, more lockdown. See, the mention of lockdown as well in the titles and what have you. Yeah.
What would you have done? You'd have kicked that door down and you'd have grabbed your kids, right?
I don't think it'd have happened in the 80s. It just wouldn't have happened in the 80s, would it? I mean, that would have been down.
Well, you could get into schools then. You can't get into them now.
What I'm saying is that if our kids were in that school and we heard about that, we'd have gone straight to that school, we'd have knocked that door down, and we'd have got our children and said, the children are our responsibility, not yours. Protect them. But what they're doing there is psychological psyop to say, we are taking your children because we are the ones to protect them, not you, parents.
Yeah.
They won't be going back either, that's for sure.
No, that is one thing I thought. I thought, well, once I'd done that, they wouldn't be going back
That's it.
But what can people do? They're working. You know, you can't change your life overnight, can you? To say my kids aren't going to school.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pay the bills. Everyone's tied into, the hamster's wheel, if you like.
Yeah. Well, I've got a five-year-old. I've gone through this thought process of how far does it go before, you know. He's
The Richie Allen radio show a few days ago, he had some children on the show. That absolutely blew me away. They are super intelligent. They know exactly what's going on. And it just brought, to me, it just made me realize that our children, there is hope. There is hope.
Yeah. They're the new soldiers, Matt. They're going to be the ones. When you've got
they're the parents, new freedom fighters.
Well, everyone listening who's telling the kids about this stuff now, because it's got so ridiculous, they're going to be bringing them up with that thought process. Yeah. We never had that when we were growing up.
No, we didn't.
We found it all out for ourselves. So imagine learning that from being a six-year-old, seven-year-old. I'm going to tell my child. I mean, I'm not going to freak her out now, but I slowly bleed these little things into her, you know.
Our mate's in chat, Spider, Dave, and he's youngin'. He's showing him. We're talking to him on the phone. Our kids will be brought up differently. Everybody in the chat, and your Nico, my Jacob and Seb, and our kids are all different. They're all different. They can all see through the matrix from an early age. We didn't have that opportunity, and that's what this has done. What this has done is that they've moved people so far away, but people like us have grounded ourselves and now showing us kids. What we should have known when we were that age, 10, 15, 20, what have you.
The Ranger said in the chat about the concrete thing as well. What's that all about? They've interjected this thing that your school might fall down.
Yeah.
They're
doing it with hospitals as well, Chris.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all hospitals and schools might just fall on your head.
Yeah, and they've got asbestos in them and all sorts of stuff. Overnight. Well, I think FB Angel... The Angel always says this, they're rebuilding, they're destroying the old construct like the Romans did, or like that happened to Rome. And they are destroying it. You can see they're destroying everything. They're sacking it. They're just destroying the very fabric that we've been used to living by. Whether it's, try and do something with a council nowadays. You try ringing them up. You try ringing up a company. I mean, DPD deliveries. Try ringing DPD deliveries up. Just try ringing them up. Do you know, it's £6 just to make the call. And that's customer services.
Right.
£6.
All by design.
All by design. Yeah. All by design.
Not such a service anymore. No such thing. It's gone.
No.
Unless it's your company or mine, that we go on because we feel, we love. But corporations, there is no feeling.
Listen to this, what somebody said from DPD, and I know because I've had the same sort of thing. So somebody who emailed in, Daniel is called. I recently ordered a parcel and I was given the slot for delivery by the parcel company DPD. I waited at home, nothing arrived. I received an email shortly after claiming that they had missed me. A further email then asked me to collect the parcel from a pickup location, which was 100 miles away, an 100-mile round trip away. phoning the DPD customer service, £6, to complain. I was told by the lady that it's a new policy to leave parcels at a local pickup station. To help climate change and reduce carbon emissions by up to 70%.
I can understand that. That makes total sense.
This is what they're doing. They're just smashing everything up. Even corporations now, you ring somebody up. You try, if you've got, I haven't got Sky anymore, but if you ring Sky up, try ringing Sky up.
Try having a conversation with one of those
NPCs at the other end.
I've been working.
Sympathise with them because they're playing by the Sky rule book, for argument's sake.
Yeah, there's no point arguing with them, Dom. There's no point. Mm. You're just wasting your energy at all these companies. You're wasting your time and energy.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think it were definitely Lee, wasn't it, Master Lee, that said, if you're ever going to set up a satanic world, set a council up or deal with the council or deal with these large corporations now because. That is there to actually drain you of everything you've got, your soul, basically.
Mm. Mm. Well, you've got a government website to do anything, pay tax, pay a DART charge, going to London or wherever.
Yeah.
It's a clunky nightmare. And I said to my missus long before the nonsense, I'm sure this is on purpose just to stress people out.
However,
just to wind people up.
Within 9 months, they can make a brand new arm spear, right? Fully tested. The efficacy is off the chart. Throw $500 billion into the country. From nowhere. Can't get homeless off streets, but they can chuck $500 billion into the country.
Yeah.
From nowhere.
That tells you everything. People just don't see it, Dom.
No, they just don't see it. That's the frustration in it, Mark, that, my neighbours here, right, it sort of nods at me, but somebody was telling me the other day that they were inside. I said, I haven't seen them for a while. I said, no, they're self-isolating. They've all tested positive. Still.
What, now?
4 years now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find scary about that, right, is when you think, what's going on in the house?
What's going on
in
the bed?
With the kids and stuff? What are they doing to... There is that. But
got two kids.
Yeah, but when you seriously think, right, what's going on in that house? You know, like you have conversations in your house, whatever. What are they telling their children?
I don't know.
What is that going to do to them in the future? They're traumatising these poor little fuckers.
Yeah. The kids are being traumatised forever and a day. It's just different forms.
But by your own family, though, Matt. By your own family. They're in that situation where they've taken this test and they say, we've all got COVID.
Yeah.
Do this, and I can't even get my head around.
Yeah.
No. The mental behaviour. No. I've had to mention this, lady. Now, one thing that springs to mind here, although we're all laughing that she's lying, blah, 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 and all this type of stuff. I mean, most people who filled the CV out probably turd polished it to some extent. Everybody does it, right? But why now? Why? Has the plan not worked with what she were doing? Because it doesn't seem to do. It seems to be what they don't realise, these people. They aren't, although we give them credit saying they're clever, but they own everything, so they can be clever, yeah? They're not. I don't think they're that clever because we can see through. All right, we don't know all the plans, but we can see through it very easily, right? Has it not worked, what she's doing? And now they're having to change it, and by doing that, they've got to throw her under the bus, for argument's sake. But there's a reason behind, because they could hide this. This wouldn't appear in the Daily Mail if they didn't want it to, would it?
No. We've been told it for a reason. I don't know. You can't even get your head around there. Psychological operation going on there, can it?
I can tell you something, like as somebody who's intuitive, this girl is deeply traumatized as a child. And not only that, that trauma turned to trying to compensate by trying to be something, and she would do anything she can to be something, and she'll lie, cheat, she'll do anything to get to where she believes that she needs to be to try and compensate from her abuse as a child. That would be my attunement to her, and I'd say be very, very careful of this person. Very careful.
Yeah, another a successful peasant mentality, if you like, that willing to do anything to climb up. The Romanian SS, who were worse than anybody
climb
else.
Climb that greasy pole.
Yes, yeah. Similar to Matt Hancock. Similar sort of type of character. Yeah, you mentioned this, Chris. We'll have to be careful, talk around what we were saying here. But on this fantastic platform that we're on at this moment, the free thinking platform for the world, they're now they're fact-checking the fact-checking doctors, aren't they? For misinformation. I mean, this is what their lies do, though. That because they'll keep lying, they've now got to go another level because everyone can see through it. To back up what they're doing.
So they're going to verify doctors so that they can verify whether whatever you're saying on the tube is real or not. Is that
right? That's right, yeah. That's correct, yeah.
Do you know what I find fascinating, Dom?
Yeah.
I think a lot of, well, for the community that I'm in, of people who are doctors, nurses, just, you know, normal everyday lawyers that are friends of mine, they all know that this fact checkers is bullshit. They all know it's bullshit, complete and utter bullshit, and yet it still continues. So it just shows you they don't care what people think. It's not even a thought anymore. It's just an agenda. So they'll push it every single day, and it'll never change until they've got what they want. And when they've got it, then they'll change.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't care how long it takes. It could be 10 generations away.
Yeah.
I used to say to Dom, Matt, you remember in that when we had the 20 years of terrorist attacks? They got so ridiculous, didn't they, just before the Divock nonsense. They were like, on a weekly basis, we were talking to Ollie about this. And it was almost like they didn't care. They looked, some of them were so crap that it didn't matter whether you believed it or not. And I was saying to Dom at the time, they've got the footage and they've got the news articles. They're all there. So they've built history up. Whether it existed or not makes no difference because they've got it all on record. They've got all the newspaper articles saying this happened, this happened.
Yeah.
They've got the news. They've got the footage. They've got everything. So whether you believe it or not makes no difference.
Exactly.
It's history. It's now history.
In two generations' time, they'll play that video.
Yeah.
And for them, that's going to be reality.
Exactly.
They create. They're creating a satanic reality.
A screensaver, like a screensaver. It's. Yeah. What did you think? Did you get any of this, Mark, in Spain?
We've had it a few times, and the worst one was a year ago, and they said it came from the Sahara, and it basically turned the whole of the Costa del Sol red, completely red.
Yes,
and
of a Clint Eastwood film.
And the one thing on national Spanish television, which somebody sent me and screenshotted it. No, they didn't screenshot it. They videoed it. Was of the government saying, "Don't go outside and don't breathe it in."
Wow!
Because you're going to get chest issues and infections and all, and it could last for a long time and it could be deadly. Okay, so the question is. What I asked is, I typed in Google, how many people live in the Sahara? And it was like so many tens and tens of thousands of people living there. How come they ain't all got chest infections?
Yeah.
How come they ain't all dying?
Yeah.
So you realize it's all bollocks. That was by design again.
Only Yorkshireman could say that.
Well, we didn't get, I didn't really get this one this time, but I got the red one that year or so ago that you're on about, Matt. And I got some weird nose infection.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was that, but everything was covered in red dust, everything.
Yeah.
Literally had to hose things down to get rid of it. Like that, actually. It looked like that.
Well, it's strange because the day after this happened, my youngest had a nosebleed and he was sneezing quite a bit. And again, this isn't a... a coincidence. It's just not a coincidence that these things happen after.
There's a lot of nosebleeds going around, Dom, if you know.
Well, I used to struggle with them, Mark. For the last 14 years, I struggled with them. I used to have two or three a day. It used to get that bad. I used to think I was going to have to go to A&E to have them cauterized. That's how bad they were.
My theory behind that here in Costa del Sol is there's a lot of people getting nosebleeds. And my theory is that whatever's entering into the physical body, whether that be through poison foods, poison from the skies,
energy,
the body is trying to reject it, is trying to clear and purify it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to kick it out wherever it needs to, whether it's down below or out of the mouth or through the nose. And I do believe that there's definitely that in it. I think there's definitely something in that. And that nobody really knows what nosebleeds are. No, nobody can conclusively say that this is why a nosebleed happens. Some people, back in the days, they used to say you've got too much blood or all of these things. But if anything comes out of the body, if you sweat, if you're sick, if you get diarrhea, it's the body cleansing and clearing toxins that shouldn't be in there. So it makes perfect sense that if your blood is contaminated, it's going to kick it out. That would be my interpretation as a healer, but I could be completely wrong.
Well, one of the things that,
I just thought
one of the things that stopped mine is since Christmas I've been doing massive doses of vitamin C IVs, and as soon as I started that, I used to have as Crystal Voucher. Since a kid, I used to have terrible sinus issues, which didn't help myself doing shed loads of Gianluca Vialli back in the day. either. However, I used to have terrible sinuses, and since I've been doing this iDose vitamin C IV and B complexes, anyway, over 20 to 30 grams per time, massive doses. Like, anyway, I haven't had air fever this year. None. I haven't had any. I haven't even had a sniffle this year. And all my nosebleeds have stopped. Like more or less overnight.
I had a thought when Matt were on about the nosebleed thing is in films, nosebleeds always use as like a something bad's going to happen.
Right. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
So true.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, like some pressure from somewhere.
Yeah. Something's going to happen, whether it's a horror film or anything. It's like the film cough in a film. When someone coughs in a film, they're going to die.
Mm.
Yeah. No one coughs and gets better.
Did you see that? we spoke about this before, Mark. I don't know what it's like in España, but we over here, and I know some people in the chat were talking about it, but we've noticed that the sun is white now. It's not yellow anymore. And ironically, my wife were on, I don't know what it were, on Instagram or something like that, and there were people on there commenting that the sun were white. These weren't conspiracy nut jobs like us. They were, you know, just people who were just going about the business saying, it's been warm, but it's been a strange kind of heat, like an electric heat. People commenting this on Instagram, who, like I said, just normal people who misses.
Well, like a year ago, Dom, when I was saying the sun was here and the moon was here, and I was showing the kids at work,
yeah,
and then on Instagram and TikTok, people say, why is the sun there? And even my nipper pointed it out. She said, and this was a year ago, so she was four, and she said, how can the moon be there when it's daylight?
Yeah,
but I'm sure there's some astrophysicists out there who'll tell us.
Brian Cockend will tell you.
Yeah, Cock will tell you.
Yeah,
but if the Earth is here, right, and the moon's here and the sun's here, so that's us. Everyone else is in darkness.
I'm a goblin mask on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying theoretically.
Yeah.
That's how there's no explanation, is there, other than that?
No.
That's Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin, he'll tell you.
Buzz Aldrin will tell you. Yeah. But yeah, the white sun, I mean, it used to be yellow. Well, when I went to Croatia, it was yellow. The sun was bright yellow, you know. The sky was crystal blue. There's no white film on it. Over here, even on a clear day, if you look as high as you can with your own eyes, you can see there's some sort of white film there as well.
It's funny, actually, Dom, because Seb, my son Seb, who does the theme tune for Sheep Farm, he sent me a load of pictures of contrails today. And I said to him, do you not remember when we were in Spain about 6 years ago? And you could just see him going over in front of the sun. I said, watch the sun, it'll vanish. And it just mystified this. It's not a cloud, it just mystifies it and dilutes the power of the sun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Somebody just talking here about Morgellons. You'll have seen come across Morgellons disease, Mark. You get like little hairs growing. Well, they're not hairs, but they're like blooming live hairs growing out of your arms.
There's a lot of different. There's a lot of different Morgellons as well.
Yeah, there is.
Like you can have severe lacerations.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see the shit that's
like death by a million paper cuts, isn't it?
It can be really bad. It can be really bad. But yeah, I mean,
isn't it down to psychological issues? It's all
it's all in your mind. Yeah. You just, your skin splits because it's all in your mind. Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. it's all in your mind. Just you thinking that's
that your eyes are bulging out your head.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the weather when that
it looks like Satan. It looks like, you know, the devil's, you know, Kate. What happened to the beautiful? The weather girls, what's happened to all the lovely, you know,
where's Ulrika gone? Ulrika.
I started thinking that maybe that's why. Right. Did you ever used to wonder why the weather was always on the TV? Because you think no one pays any attention to it, do they?
Only the girls do. the girls.
But I remember.
Were they setting us up for this point in time?
Yeah. Until the weather's smartphones, gonna be right?
According to them.
I can't keep up with this chat. I won't save that. FPV, email me a link to that. I'll give it a watch. You've got a video on your channel about it. But when we used to go on holiday, say when we went to Ibiza, or me and you went to Malta, Chris, in the 90s, you didn't have a phone. You didn't care what weather we were going to be like. No. Everyone's a weatherman now.
A
I get a delivery guy coming. It's warm, isn't it? Yeah, it's set to rain on Saturday, and it's giving me a rundown of what weather's going to be like. Is Michael Fish? everyone's instilled this weather thing in people's mind now, and even when it's warm, people go, "Oh, it's warm, isn't it?" Well, it was warm in 1976 as well, mate. You know, warm in 1994 or whenever it were.
We should stay in. Yeah,
we should stay in.
Let's cancel our holidays. I heard somebody down the road. I started laughing.
My next door neighbours had just here actually, because he made a lot of frigging noise putting it in. He's just had aircon put in, and I remember thinking, why has he got air? It's not that hot. Why has he got aircon put in? And it's because he's been watching TV, hasn't he?
3 days a year. It'll be nice when it's
you don't need aircon in fucking England. Yeah, it would be nice. To be fair, every year I get the fan out for a week or two. You know what I mean? It's not like it's.
But that'll be another thing, though, Chris, won't it? Air conditioning units have increased in price and increased sales because how warm it's getting. In reality, it's not.
They're not healthy either, Dom. They're not healthy. A fan. Ions, you know, that's healthy. Yeah. A fan is healthy. That's good.
What gets me with these pictures, the whole of the Mediterranean is red.
And England as well. Yeah. England's been fucking shite all summer.
Yeah. the North Sea, right, is bright red, like it's on fire.
It's black in the middle.
France is black.
I remember last year when we had the hottest day ever on the planet in England. And I was down in Folkestone visiting our Seb. And it was weird because we went to a pub. I think I told this story on our podcast, but everyone were talking about the dogs. And it was weird. They were like, I hadn't brought my dog out. I've got water with me for my dog. And telling me, and I was a stranger. And I said to Seb, has there been something on Instagram about dogs? And he's like, yeah, they've been saying, keep your dog at home because it's too hot. I mean, how do dogs in Africa get on?
And Spain.
There was a story today.
Just one day of heat, Mark, and you were supposed to not take your dog out. They were telling you on social media.
It's all fear porn. It's almost like they're looking for something that they can use as a reaction to scare the living shit out of people so they can continue their agenda and satanic ritual abuse.
Yeah, but look at this story.
A woman came up to me that day and said, you know, I've got my dog out. This woman had a go at me because I've got my dog out. And it caused an argument with two people about taking a dog out in the sun.
Right.
It's insanity. Yeah. Mental. Go on, sorry, Fair.
Well, no, it is insanity. And another one, then the spreading fear. Listen to this story, right? This is in the metro. Baby girl dies after dad left her in the car in 26 degree heat. A 10-month-old baby died after being left in a car. The baby's father, reportedly a lecturer at a university in Lisbon, Portugal, is believed to have forgotten to drop her off at the nursery before going to work.
I'm not buying that.
Does that sound real?
Oh, it sounds totally real.
Well, if that poor baby died, it was something else. I mean, yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, Dom, like nothing surprises me anymore. We did a talk about this with the jib jab and how it's disconnecting people from actually realizing who they are, what they are, and what they're doing. And you know, there was a doctor wrote something. It was on the Richie Allen radio show, and it was regarding that she noticed that the mothers were no longer looking at their children or connecting the same anymore. And it was like the world is becoming very much that way, Dom. So more madness is being created because of the jibby jabs. And what's happening is people are becoming more zombified.
Lobotomized.
So it doesn't surprise me in a sense.
No, it doesn't.
Craziness is happening right now. And like, to be honest with you, Dom, there's been plenty of times that I've gone to a shop, tied my two schnauzers up, then gone home and thought, where's the dogs? and run back to the shop. The dogs are looking at me and saying, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
But again, a rare European hurricane could keep the furnace burning under Britain into next week. This was last week's story, that with that heat map. Where did that? That didn't happen. These are the stories they're pumping out. Nobody questions it. No, all right, we're talking about it. Nobody questions that this is real or it ever happened. It's just another story that's been left aside. That's just another fear story where, you know, somebody will be looking at the weather thinking, oh, no, there's a hurricane coming and it's going to keep the furnace burning.
And they call us conspiracy theorists.
I know, mate. I know.
Well, in England, it's been getting hotter in September for about 10 years, for years, actually, a long time. It's been getting hotter in September, warmer. Yeah.
Shit in summer.
In September.
Nice in May and June. Shit in July and August.
Well, when we were kids, we used to camp in Easter.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of shifted up on it.
And sometimes you get a load of snow as well.
It's moved up on it. The
you could be talking about climate change, Chris.
Well, it's climate change. Climate has changed. But it's
my view is I don't think they've got total control of the weather. I think they control certain aspects of it, and they try to control all of it, but sometimes Mother Nature says, fuck you, and I'll rain all summer if I want to. However, I think there are aspects where, I mean, I keep saying this story, I was in Dubai once, and in the front page of the paper it said, Japanese scientists flying over Dubai made it hail, and I were there, and it hailed, and it was the first time it had hailed. And after that day, though, there was it was foggy for 2 days, you know, really foggy after it hailed.
Which kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because that hail doesn't belong there.
Do you have to firework night?
Heat mixed with water,
But, yeah.
You saw that machine, right, that they've made years ago?
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, so, cloud seeding thing.
Yeah. I mean...
Do you remember that footage of Jeremy Clarkson?
That was the one.
At NASA, and they fired all that steam out and then it started raining.
That's right. So, I mean, if they've created that, what else have they created?
Yeah. If they're showing Jeremy Clarkson that, pumping clouds out. Look at this story I came across here. Baby boy's dark brown eyes turn bright blue overnight after being given a 91 divot treatment. So they've got a new drug. It's not a jab. It's a new drug.
Is it a suppository?
It's actually heartbreak.
Sam Smith suppository. The dildo suppository.
I don't mind so much when it's adults. They want to do whatever they want to do to themselves.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's a child. They haven't even started living.
Blood boiled, isn't it?
Of it's mandated in America, isn't it? I think. And when you hear about kids taking this, especially when they've been told that it does nothing and you don't need it, etc., that's when a dark heavy weight lands on your heart, isn't it, when they start talking about children.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what tore me apart. I couldn't cope. I went on a right bender and started screaming and shouted on YouTube. And, you know, as soon as they said that the kids are going to get it, that was it. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I've watched some stuff on Rumble about people's kids. Yeah. And you don't even know. First of all, why would you put your kid forward for it? But then it's too late. There's nothing you can do then, is there?
It's very similar to going into a hospital, a children's hospital with a cancer children's ward. It's the same feeling you get. It's the same feeling. It's just soul destroying. And evil. Yeah.
I mean, the drug they're using there is a drug called Favipiravir, sold under the brand name Avigan. It's an antiviral, whatever that means anymore, medication to beat influenza in Japan. There is evidence that during pregnancy may harm the baby. It is unclear if use during pregnancy is safe, but it is likely to be okay during breastfeeding. I like where they put that in. You know, it's unsafe during pregnancy, but it's all right if you're breastfeeding. That's fine. More serious side effects include gout, liver toxicity, sensitivity to sunlight. Experiments in mice at Merck and other pharma companies confirmed its ability to kill tuberculosis and was rapidly used in humans. So,
just reminded me there, Dom, actually, and I forgot to send you that article. It was in the Daily Mail, and it was saying there's an increase in gout.
Right.
And it's that to explain that gout's caused by clotting. Just another one of them.
Well, again, it's that other sepsis thing, isn't it, Chris, that we were talking about earlier, where there's an increase in that. I mean, they brought that illness out several years before this nonsense, and it were on a steady increase to start with, and now that's just blown up, and that's basically just blood poison. That's what people got in wars when they were being blown to pieces and left in battlefield.
There was an article on TV, Dom, saying about rising sepsis in kids. I'm obviously not a doctor, but... Sepsis is an interesting...
You are your Dr. Love.
They've got to go into your bloodstream, haven't they? And up until recently, you'd never really heard of it. And then all of a sudden, it's been advertised on buses and, ambulances and buses and stuff.
Yeah.
Saying signs for sepsis. And it's in all the news, signs for sepsis.
Yeah.
It didn't exist before, did it? You know, it was quite a rare thing. What I'm trying to say is they're selling it now like it's meningitis or an illness. Not that it's
the same thing, because they're all a similar sort of disease. It's blood poisoning.
But what I mean is, you've got to gouge yourself open or have an intravenous thing go into your bloodstream to get sepsis, if I'm guessing.
They're sold as bacterial infections, when really it's toxicity poisoning.
Yet again, I'm trying to explain it, but I'm going too far.
That's what it is, though, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah,
modern medicine is just a spell. It's casting spells.
Yeah.
If you just push that to a side and realize what disease is, you realize that it's all bollocks. Everything. Mm. It's all bollocks. All of it. We've been programmed to just go into a pharmaceutical shop and just buy and that's it. We're okay. We'll be all right. We'll be fine in 7 days. We'll be all right, mate. Yeah.
It's how are you doing anyway, Mark, with your leg? Does people know about it, don't they?
Yeah, a few people know about it. Yeah, how am I doing? It's healing. So when like the throbbing through the night is basically a good sign. It's that the blood is circulating, and then the throbbing is a good sign that there's healing taking place. But from the first moment that I actually broke my ankle, that very moment, I had to slide, and the doctor said it's the worst break he's ever seen in the whole of his time. My foot was just shaking loose. I did it, mine too. And I was halfway down the mango grove, and I had to pull myself up, right up to the top, sliding up to the top. And all I kept thinking is because we've got a swimming pool, a salt water swimming pool, put your foot in the salt water swimming pool and then wait for the ambulance to come. And when I when I did that, they came and I was in shock. You know, you're obviously, your body goes into shock when something like that happens. But I've got to be honest, mate, I'm damn proud of myself, what I've been through and how I've handled it thus far.
Yeah.
Really proud. And I think most people have that great power inside. When some kind of shit happens, it's amazing what your body and what you can do, what you can do. Honestly.
How did you do it, Matt?
It got stuck. There was a wild animal. My partner said, "Oh, I've just seen a wild animal." And my little dog was outside. And this animal could have easily just picked my little poodle up and just grabbed it and taken it. So all I saw was kind of red to chase it away. So as I chased down the mountain, my foot got stuck in between two rocks. I went forward, but my foot stayed where it was. And that's basically what happened. So, and then to kick a man when he's down, I got some emails after mentioning that I'd broken my ankle of people saying, "Oh, you need to look at this. You must be, this is a sign that you work with Satan." Apparently a lot of and even Ole said it to me because I was on the phone to him and he says, "Oh, you're not one of them Satanists or something." And I said, "Why? What do you mean?" And he said, "Oh, don't you know there's been a lot of these people had their ankle broken."
Their ankle in a strap. Yeah.
Which is a sign that they are part of the demonic or Luciferian or satanic. And I'm like,
I've never even heard of it.
How would I be demonic? Like, I was actually questioning myself, am I demonic? Am I evil? And he's laughing and he stopped me and he said, Mark, it's a bad joke.
I think what he's on about is when, do you remember a few years ago and they were saying all these people, celebrities were going to get arrested because they got their legs strapped up?
No, I thought it was a black eye or something. So I didn't know about this. But then I looked into it because I'm thinking, well, am I evil? Is there something wrong with me? Am I one of these that are pretending to be something? And because... Is there something wrong with me? Is there evil in me? You know, I wanna be open to it because if that is the case, I wanna clear it. I wanna know how to not be that person. Not like, don't be stupid, am I ick? You know, like I've been a healer all, you know, for so many years. It's like, you know, you have to be open to anything because you can get attachments, you can get negative energy, you can get demonic attachments. So, you know, so I questioned myself and then I went online and started typing it in. And of course the biblical text always scares the shit out of you. And there is something that says something about a stone and an ankle. Or a foot.
All right.
There is something in it, but as far as I know, and I'm aware of myself, I don't know. I've not hurt anybody, and I do my best to help people. So I don't really know how. But then I think Dom, it's very easy, and Chris, it's very easy to tarnish everybody with the same brush.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of truthers get so deep into it that it's almost like an addiction and a drug that they're looking to find things everybody then.
And in all fairness, Mark,
away from it.
That's how I keep my sort of myself real, because the one thing that this parasite would like is all people in the chat and everybody, whatever, do podcasts and stuff, to be infighting. Because that would be the perfect plan for them. Because the Abyss are doing the BBC's job for them, aren't you?
Anger Orange says you're too boring to be evil, Matt.
Yeah. Especially my love life.
Yeah.
I think we're all too boring to be evil, aren't we?
Yeah. That's too boring. Angry Orange. Yeah.
No, you're right. Actually, I asked myself. Yeah, you're right. I am boring. You're
so up. Me too.
Right.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Very boring.
Yeah. It's a strange scenario where everybody looks at everything, and I don't listen to everybody. Don't mean to say I don't like them, but it's a difficult one to get in. People like to find the bad in people, don't they? anything that there's there in somebody's life, I like to find it. And I suppose the nature of what I research is probably, you could say, I might try and find the bad in people as well, I suppose. So,
but usually when something bad happens to you, like Matt, I know it's hard to see now, but usually a year or so down the line, you think, oh, well, that happened for that reason, and that made me realise this, or find this, or...
Yeah, I would say so, Chris, yeah.
Something, you might see a book while you're like, oh, pick that up, I haven't read that, and...
So or I want to write a book, or whatever it is.
A minuscule change in everything you do.
Yeah. I felt this year, for me, it's been a bit of a clear-out year. There's a lot of people gone that were like parasitical attachments that I'm not around anymore.
Why are you looking at me?
And I didn't have many in my life to start with.
Right.
But, it's been a strange year. Me and my wife were talking, so even less people now. Because you've got to travel light, haven't you? Hence the title here, We Stand Alone Together, it's weird because I mentioned
title.
That to Ollie,
love
right? And he
title.
Said, yeah, well, he said, I, you got that from Band of Brothers. And I said, I did, yeah. The actual Indian name is Kurahi. It was a mountain called Kurahi that they used to run up and train, and it stands for We Stand Alone Together. It was an Indian phrase. That's why it's a good phrase. Which is what we are. We also... This community that the BBC like to invent doesn't really exist, because this is a lonely battle, isn't it? We can come on here and all have a chat and interact and stuff like that, but it's quite a lonely battle, isn't it, with yourselves? Because when you interact with the real world out there, you are on your own, aren't you?
That's true.
To a certain point.
No, you are. You are. And if you're actually looking for people to back you up, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You're not who you're meant to be. You're not who you really are. Mm. Like when you stand alone and it doesn't matter who's around you, you're still in your own power. That's when you really are true. And you look at all the ancients, the Buddha, Jesus, they all stood on their own. They all went to find themselves. And you can only do that. I posted something today. I don't know who it was who said it, but maybe Einstein, a few of them said that, if you want to find the greatest creativity, if you want to know who you truly are, you need to be on your own. Mm-hmm. You can't do it around people.
No.
I can't remember who it was, but someone got really angry with me when I said to him, you're born alone and you die alone. You can't say that. It's a fact, isn't it? I mean, it's not negative. Yeah. It doesn't mean to be negative.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, in my world and understanding, being alone isn't being alone. Once you actually face and conquer that fear of being alone, you start to realize that you were never alone, and that is the place where you become so connected with everything and you're so aware of everything that is one of the major, in my opinion, if somebody says, how do you wake all these people up? Tell them to spend time on their own.
Mm. You answer a lot of questions, don't you, when you're on your own.
Yeah. Amish Inquisition, Phil's just said, I have to go out with the missus's work friend, Hubby's, on Saturday.
I could just see him there. Yeah, you visualise him in that social situation.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be all right.
Listen to him all talking about
it. You say this to me, don't you, Dom? Because I do exist in the normie world. I go to work in a kitchen and stuff. And I just don't talk. I think most people know my opinion, but I just don't talk about it like Dom does. And people walk backwards whenever they see him. I kind of just get on with it. I'll happily talk about it if anyone wants to, but most people know my opinion, but it just doesn't come up.
I'll tell you what, how long have you been talking like this, Dom? When did you start telling people about, health and all of this? When did it start?
Well, I mean, we used to talk in the 90s. You heard me talking about...
I mean, really, when you really started getting somebody to one side and talking to them. I mean, probably. I came to your house not so long ago, and you were talking to one of the guys there who were a builder or something.
It makes you fucking toes curl sometimes.
I was chuckling to myself listening to Dom trying to tell this guy who hasn't a clue about anything.
Yeah.
Right? Teach Einstein to a child in a day. Like, and I'm giggling. But you get to a point, Dom.
Yeah, you do.
You grow past it.
You do.
You stop.
I'll tell you something funny.
I'd say, Mark, it depends. From a health
perspective. Yeah, Dom, just let me tell you a story.
It was 2008.
This was at our dad's funeral, right? I know this is quite dark, right? But at our dad's funeral, Dom's outside and everyone's listening to him because, you know, it's hard to choose, so they're going to listen. So he's talking to a group of people at his father's funeral, and his son runs in and he says to me, as soon as I hear him mention aborted fetus cells, I'm fucking out of here. And I looked out the window and I could see all these people looking at him like, what the fuck is he on about? Jacob ran in. He said, as soon as I hear about feet cells, I'm fucking tapping out.
I tell you, I was in a pub, right? A really nice high-end pub. And I was sat next to a high-end lawyer. And I was pushing all of this stuff onto the lawyer about satanic and all of this for 1 hour. And after that 1 hour, this lawyer, this woman lawyer, she looked like she'd been drained, right? That she had no energy left. And I was like, I've done my job, right? And she walked out, and then I realized sometimes it's better not to say
anything. You terrified her.
I absolutely... Like I have done. I unloaded 20 years in 1 hour,
yeah.
Right? And I realized that wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know if she just put that on there for a joke, but are sheep farm Freemasons, I wonder?
What is a Freemason these days anyway? I mean...
Well, I was going to say, my missus' dad was a Freemason.
Yeah. I worked...
Most Freemasons...
I worked in a basement...
You can't say that, Chris, because if you say that, that means you are.
Underneath my above my basement, where I used to have all my... like furniture and stuff for my shops, was a Masonic lodge, and I used to hear this. Right, I think it was three times, and it's their stick that they bang on, and then they start hopping on one leg and stuff like that. So I used to put my ear and listen, and it was some freaky shit, man.
It was there's loads in Halifax, isn't there? Because when I was a kid, I used to be a waiter. And I used to do some outside catering,
topless waitering
for the lodges.
Topless waitering.
It was for the lodges, and I didn't know what they were, but they'd lock the doors, and then they'd all go in. But a lot of them at the bottom level, they're just businessmen who have been offered. It's not all like that, is it? A lot of them are just businesmen who get together and chat about
different
that
levels,
kind of
in my opinion. I don't know because
there is different levels. It goes up to 33 degree, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you can see the pattern. What it's all about is they get these normal businessmen in, and then they see how far up they can take them.
Yeah.
So they say, this guy's willing to do this.
And there's
this.
There's a massive ego attached to it as well, because every Mason that I've met all think that they're better than anybody else, and they look down on you, and they've got this stupid handshake that they want.
Well, they've been invited into
that. They want you to know, right? This is the ego in these stupid idiots, right? I knew a lot of them, and they used to come into my auction house, and they used to shit. And I said, "What the fuck? Sorry, what? Are you, what's that? What are you doing?" I knew what they were trying to do, trying to tell me, but I just look at them like they're a fucking idiot, you know?
Yeah,
idiots.
Yeah.
Let's become Masonic, whatever you are, so that I can make money and I'm in a club and like get out of here. Go on, on your back.
But even then, in the Masonic world, does it take up to get into 15 degrees and you're still nothing really?
No,
in that
you're nothing.
World.
33.
Yeah, it goes up to 33. But my missus told me a funny story. She said her mum and dad, her dad was a bit in the lodge. I know her dad very well, right? He's not a Satanist. He was in it because he liked to go and get a meal and a beer.
He liked goat.
And he's
what you mean, curried goat?
Yeah. He liked goats in those boots that Sam Smith's got on.
A mum and dad had an argument once, and they had to put white gloves on, and her mum had snipped the ends of the fingers off all the white gloves. And you put them on and they were fucking fingerless gloves.
Right then, well, we're gonna leave it at that. I promised the missus I'd be done for 9:30. Otherwise, I'll be for it. No, what?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will.
Happy life. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, exactly. Don't know about that. Happy wife, no knife.
You know what my missus said to me the other day, right? I was in my shed making some sculptures and her niece was coming around with her boyfriend. And this just the insanity of women. No disrespect to any women. And she said,
"You do realise you're just alienating most of our listeners."
Yeah, yeah, see you later. No,
you're on your own here, mate.
She said, she looked at Michelle and she said, "Should we take the dining table outside?" And I said, "This was my exact words. I don't give a fuck." Right? And she said, and she went off and she came back and she goes, "Well, should we?" And I said, "No, leave
it in
the kitchen."
Is that you being sensitive?
And she said, "I said no, leave it in the kitchen." And she said, "I'm going to take it outside." I said, "Why did you ask?"
The irony is, Mark, down when we were on the farm, my dad had a shed and he used to be in there working, cutting wood up and stuff like that. And Chris in his house now has got a shed in his back garden where he does all his sculptures. And my dad used to wear a vest and a flat cap, right? And if you go into Chris's shed, he's got a vest and a flat cap on. The only difference is now, Chris turns his flat cap round.
it's true what you say, that we do end up being, we do mimic our parents to some degree. And sometimes, even though we hate the fact that, you know, some of us who were abused by our like fathers or whoever, mothers, that it actually aggravates us to think that we're even like them if we didn't love them. If we love them, then we want to be like them. We want that lovely thing. But I want to leave you on one thing, right? When I was married to Susie, we were going to a wedding and we went to Manchester to this big, massive place where it's a shopping centre. Is it Trafford? Anyway.
Trafford Centre.
And she said, "Well, I need a wedding dress. I need a dress for the wedding." So I said, "Okay." So we got there, right? And as a good husband, we went shopping for her to have a dress. So we went into this first shop and she put this dress on. She looked absolutely, I got to say, stunning. It fitted her perfect. It was the most beautiful dress I've ever seen. And she came out. She says, "What do you think?" I said, "That is absolutely amazing. And also, thank you, God, that's beautiful." She took it off. We spent the whole day going to about 40 different shops. And we ended up going back to the first shop to buy the dress that she first put on. Now, explain that one to me.
There is no explanation. A bit like the story that Chris told about his wife going to that Anne Summers party. You're going to relate to Mark.
I heard it. I listened to it.
Did you hear it? the anal bead story.
I heard it. You
should have seen her face, Mark, when I showed her the anti-COVID. I'd done a meme of it. Oh. Right. So I didn't tell her that we talked about it on the show, and then I showed her the meme, and I could see the cogs turning, and she went, "But how?" And the meme was me strangling Matt Wancock with some anal beads. And I showed it to her. I said, "Look at that. Someone sent it with this meme."
Do you know, Summit, these are the beautiful stories that stay with us forever.
Yeah.
Laughter conquers everything.
Yeah, it does. And on that note, thanks, Mark. It's been great as usual. I hope your foot gets better. I did send you that stuff out, so it should be arriving any day.
Very kind. Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
I sent you a tub of vitamin C out and some other stuff that you asked for. Mimosa.
Yes, I want to try some. I mean, I've got so many different ones here. It'd be nice to try yours because, I trust you. So thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
The guys that made it up for me are really good. They're the fourth generation herbalists.
Amazing.
Yeah, so like amazing. The great-granddad, the granddad, the grandma, the father, you know what I mean? Now it's the son. So it's, they're on the fifth generation. The son's now trained up to be a herbalist. And it was the guy that I first went to see going back in 2008, who's an iridologist, who looked in my eyes and said, "Do you want to go out tonight?" No, I didn't say that. He said, you've had a... Do you fancy wearing some green wellies?
Only if they got Teletubbies.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I'm psych.
You're psych. he said you've had a hernia operation, and I never met the guy before, and I thought, I'm going to listen to this guy because I've had an hernia operation, and there you go. So that's how I've got to know these guys.
They're amazing, and I recommend to all your listeners and watchers, iridologists, if you get a good one. They are absolutely worth their weight in gold. And thanks, everybody, for coming on from Mark Bajerski.
Cheers to everybody.
Thanks to everybody. I've been following your messages, Sam, and everybody. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, they go a million miles an hour. Sam Carno, there's Eye for an Eye.
So many beautiful people.
Ian Andrew, Ian Adams, you know, Amy and Patrick came to see you the other day, didn't they, Chris?
Yeah, they came to my house. Yeah, thanks for the wine, guys.
AC, there's Crab Claws there, everybody, FPV, Cheech Mint Duck. MK. Anyway, I'm not going to be here all night.
It means so much, hey, because, you know, we're honoured that you give us
Ogden the Munch
time.
Yeah.
It's so lovely.
Lindsay Pringle. Yeah, it is.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, then. We'll see you soon. Listen out for the interview we did with Ollie, and I'll put this out as well, so it'll be a double bubble of this weekend, so to speak.
We'll Crab Claws.
Yeah, Crab Claws is there. He'll be logging off now, going on OnlyFans. had to get that in. Lorraine's in as well. Sam will be watching Rise and Shine. See you all later. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Yeah. Or a good chicken.
It were a good chicken, that.